his temple. And that God is no longer far off, but the way he walked with Adam and Eve is the same that he walks with you and me in this morning. Amen? That is a loving God. That is such a loving God that he will move heaven and earth, that he will move the universe, that he will give up his own son to come and dwell with you and me, that it is no longer a God far off, that it's no longer a God that we serve behind a veil, but that we serve a God that is with us. And that you can say amen. Amen. Let it be so, Lord. Let it be so in us and through us for your kingdom. Amen? Amen. Amen. And you know what? I don't need to preach this morning because it's all done. It's all said because this morning we had church. There's such a presence of God in this place. This morning we saw the church of God. We saw the body of God. Helmet, we saw it in action. We saw that people came forward and people declaring what God is doing within their lives. It's a victory song, Phil, that you sang. As you started singing, it's got a Jewish beat to it. And I saw the Hosanna just walking into Jerusalem, and it is a victory song. Christ is returning. He's coming. He's coming like a warrior. He's coming on a white horse on the clouds with fire in his eyes. It is a victory song. And what he is doing is he is beckoning his church. He is saying to you, church, that you are alive, that you have the victory. Step out. Come on, draw close unto me. For there is a great deal still to be done. Why? Because he is on his way. And do you know what God doesn't want? He has not made you and he has not made me to die the second death. But he has made us and he has formed us in his image and in his likeness. And God's desire, Pat, is for you and for me and for all of us to do what? To be in heaven with him one day, to spend eternity with him, to rule and reign. I just thank God for his presence, that he has never left us. And he's never forsaken us. Wow. The ushers, you can quickly give out the symbols. What I want us to do this morning, and I said that I'm going to preach on love, but that will become next week. It's just amazing that in this last couple of months or in this last month that we have been speaking on the Holy Spirit, the characteristics of him, the role. Is he a person? Isn't he a person? And then this morning, we celebrate Pentecost. And a couple of thousands of years ago, Jesus Christ looked upon his disciples and he said to them, don't worry, I'm going away, but my Father in heaven will send someone, the Parakletos, the same person, the same in character. He will send in my place. He will fulfill and function in the same way as I have functioned with you, while I was with you. And then Christ says, he says, and as I go away, I will return. I will return. But I leave with you him, the Holy Spirit. And then he said to them this. He said to them, then there was a commission. And the commission was this. He says, go into the world. Go and make disciples. Go and preach the gospel. Go and preach this good news that you've seen, that you've been a witness of, that you've tasted, that you've been a part of. He says to them, go and preach this. Go and make disciples. Go baptize people in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And he says to them, go and cast out demons and go and heal the sick. And then Jesus gives them an instruction and he says to them, in 40 days from now, go into this place, go into this upper room and go and wait. Go and wait for him, the Holy Spirit, to come upon you. And here the people go. And lo and behold, 40 days afterwards, they're sitting in this place, just as we have gathered here this morning. I think they worshipped. I think they sang songs of praise. I think that they prayed. They were of one accord. They were one of one spirit. They were enjoying the time. They were speaking about Christ. They were excited about what was going on. And they were looking and they were just expecting this gift, this Holy Spirit. Where is He? How will it be? How will it feel? And I believe that each and every believer in that time, because Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me. Partake of the cup, partake of the bread. Do this in remembrance of what I have done. And I am sure that they have done exactly what we are doing here this morning, is that they took the bread and they broke it and they sat with the wine and they enjoyed each other's company. Who believes that? All that we are doing is we are reenacting exactly that, what they have done. Exactly that. So here they sit. And I'm sure one of them pick up the bread and they say, friends, church, men of God, women of God, let's do this in remembrance of Christ. And they take the bread and they say, for behold, this is His body. By His stripes we are healed. Who believes it? And I think all of their hands go up. And I want you to do this prophetically. Who believes? Who believes that by Christ's stripes you are healed? I believe it. And they go, amen.
Amen.
And they go, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And they go, thank you, Jesus. And they partake. Let's partake. And I believe that they take the wine. And then there's a bit more of an urgency coming upon them, and it's more, is it a solemn way, a more deeper worship? And they go and they say, listen, well, this is the cup. This is the cup that Messiah, this is the cup that Jesus. This is that what He bore for me and for you. He went to the cross. He says, for this is by this blood. This is symbolic of His blood. For by this we have got relationship. We're standing in a new covenant. We're standing in a new promise. And it is by every blood that was poured out for Christ or by Christ for us. It is by this that we have relationship with the Father. And I'm sure He looked around and He says, for that is the very reason that you and me, we are sitting here. It is because the Spirit of God dwells within you, within me, and therefore we can call each other brothers and sisters. And then He looks around and He says, for it is by this that we are in unity of one spirit and of one mind. And I'm sure at that time He just lifts it up. And He says, let us partake. But He says, before us partake, He looks up to heaven and He says, Father, I want to say thank you for your Son, Jesus. Thank you for the blood that was poured out. Thank you that we are in a new covenant and that it is by the blood of Christ that we have relationship with you and that we can look forward to a time spent with you in eternity. Father, by the greatest gift that Christ has given unto mankind, may we exactly be this representation of that what Christ was to our fellow man here on earth. May we be your light and your salt to this world. In Jesus' name. And they partook. And their minds were upon Christ. And then the word says that suddenly, like a rushing wind, the sound of a rushing wind filled the place where they were gathered. Now, I can't produce a rushing wind. I cannot produce it. I cannot produce where the word says to us that it was like a tongue of, or a flame of tongue, or a tongue of flame that was upon this man's head. upon their heads. I cannot reproduce that. That is only God that can reproduce that. I cannot do that. But what I want to do is I want to show you something. That I believe that within the room, if we could see into the spiritual realm, I'm sure this is the way it looked. And it filled the place. The Holy Spirit filled that place. And the Holy Spirit came, as Jesus said, it came and rested upon each and every one of them. And as the Spirit of God came and rested upon them, the word is clear. It says that they all started speaking in different tongues. In Acts, we see that Jesus says to them, go into the upper room, and when the Spirit of God has come upon you, that you will receive power from on high. The Greek word for that is dunamis, or dunamis. It is a power of God that no man has, and only God can give. And that is why when we come to salvation, we receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes and makes His home, His abode within us. But then there is a second command that Christ gives us. And He says, go and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you will be filled with power from on high. You will be filled with the dunamis power of God to do what? What was Christ's commission? He said to them, go and preach the gospel, make disciples. Baptize people in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Cast out demons and lay your hands on the sick and they will be healed. And that is exactly what God says to you and to me this morning. For He has given His Spirit for you and, for you and for me to do what? To go into the world, to be baptized by His Spirit, to be part of Pentecost, so that He will come and make His abode within you and me, and that you and me will become effective witnesses for Jesus Christ. Not just only within your Jerusalem. What is your Jerusalem? Not just only within your house and within Paro or within Plattekloof or in the area where you live, but that you will also become effective witnesses for what? For your Judea. Where is your Judea? It is the greater part of Cape Town. It is the greater part of Cape Town. Where is your Samaria? It is beyond the borders of Cape Town. In the uttermost parts of the world. Is as we go into the world. As we're going to Greece. As we're going into the Himalayas. As we're going into Utrecht. As we are just expounding. As we are just moving forward. That is why God has placed His Spirit upon us. And that is why He has commanded us to be baptized in it. That is why Pentecost happened. And that is what we celebrate this morning. We celebrate the promise. We celebrate the fulfillment of God with us. God living in us. God living around us. God empowering us. God telling us, come alongside me. Come and, I love this because a lot of people say, come and mission with me. It's not a mission. So as we receive the Holy Spirit, Rocco, come here. Now you need to hold this close to my mouth. This is you and me, trash cans. There is absolutely nothing good in you and me. There is absolutely nothing wrong in me. Because the word says that we are like filthy rags. Jesus comes at the cross.
And he takes your trash and he takes my trash and he pours it out. Yes, in this body we are still trash cans, but it doesn't mean that we are a trash can. And as His Spirit dwells within us, Pentecost comes. And you and me, we are filled with His Spirit. And the disciples go and they walk around, and Jesus knows, or they know, it's the glory cloud. And they know this, that Jesus commissioned them. And they start walking. And as they walk around, they see a man that is possessed with demonic influence. And they look at him, and they start praying, and they start speaking to it. And in the power of the Spirit, they start moving. Leave it on. And all that they're doing is they are just imparting. They are just imparting that what Jesus has given them. So in this day and age, you and me, we are exactly the same. There's a time in your life when you were once saved. Jesus made a promise. He said, for this is for you. As He spoke to the disciples, He says, for this is for you, and it is for your family, and it is for those to come after you. And I've preached on this many a time. And as you receive the Holy Spirit, we believe this. We believe. When we are young Christians, we go out into the world and we go and lay hands on our dogs. We go and lay hands on our budgies. Even for a small little silkworm, we pray and God does amazing things. And then we run to the people and we start praying for people and we start seeing things happening and we start seeing God moving and we are all excited and we cannot but help witnessing and being excited about it. But as our Christian life goes longer and longer and longer over this timeline, what happens to us is we become depleted. Our faith becomes less and less. The time that we give to Christ is less and less. The time that we spend in God's presence becomes less and less. And this is what happens. Becomes less. Until there's absolutely no more to give. But I want to say this to you this morning. That each and every time when you feel that you are depleted and that you are empty, when you feel that life treats you unfairly, if you feel that there is no more tomorrow for you, I want to say to you that that is a lie of the devil and that all that you need to do daily is do this. Go into your quiet place and be refilled with the Holy Spirit. Because as you are in God's presence and you ask for joy, and as you ask God for all His promises, it is the overflow of your time with Christ that again, that as you walk through the week, that you can start seeing people, that people become your focus, that your issues become strangely dim, and that you can start seeing the things that matter to God. You start seeing people in your home group who struggle with certain issues, and they say to you, Auntie Pat, just stand up. You say, Auntie Pat, you're going to be blasted. No, I'm just going. And you just look and you say to Auntie Pat, because you know that the Spirit dwells within you and you know that God has empowered you with dunamis power, for you know that you are the hands and feet of Christ. So then you go over to Auntie Pat, you say, Auntie Pat, I can see that there's something wrong in your life. Can I pray for you? And she goes, yes, please. So what do we pray for you? And let's say there's relational issues. Then we stand back, we lay hands on Auntie Pat. And this is what happens in the spirit, people. As you start speaking to Auntie Pat, this is all that you are doing. Is you are just pouring out. You are just pouring out the Holy Spirit over her. And you know what you do is you say, drink of the joy of the Holy Spirit. Trust in that, what the Holy Spirit can do. That is our God. The word says to you and to me in 2 Corinthians 6. And church, I want you to listen to this. This has always been a portion of scripture that has been very close to my heart. From verse 11 says, O Corinthians, speaking to the Corinthians church, and I strongly believe that we are very much like the Corinthian church in today's life and town which we live in. It says, O Corinthian church, we have spoken openly to you. Our hearts is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own affections. Now in return for the same I speak as to children, you also be open. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. And I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord God Almighty. Therefore, church, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from filthiness of the flesh and of spirit, perfecting holiness and the fear of God. We can only be effective witnesses if we cleanse our spirits and if we cleanse our flesh. If we perfect, Jacinta spoke about sanctification, if we perfect our holiness, that means that there's a lot of work to be done from you and me. Jesus has done the work. It's done. It's complete. But every day that you and me, when we wake up, when we know that we have been called for a purpose, when we know that this day has been laid out by God for good works, it is our decision as the temples of God to crucify our flesh daily with Jesus. Knowingly that you and me, that we have been called for a higher purpose. And our mundane lifestyles that we live day in and day out is not normal. But that we need to be the carriers of God's Spirit, bringing change. Bringing change. Every day, filling yourself up. Knowing this. As you walk, this is what the word says. It says that you and me, we are the aroma. We are the aroma of Christ. That where you walk, there is an aroma that you give off. that you are the aroma of Christ unto those who are busy perishing and to those who are living. That means to some you might be a stench, but the aroma of Christ as you are carriers will open people's eyes, will open people's ears. They will see who Christ is, and either they're going to believe it or they are not. If they believe it, they live. If they do not accept it, they die. And Christ's aroma is righteousness and it's holiness. He is called the Rose of Sharon. There is no stench in Christ. But in him, everything is perfected. In and you, Christ has called you and me in this day to receive his Spirit, to walk in power for his glory and for his honor. Amen. Amen. Can we stand? Friends, there are three types of people this morning that we're going to speak to. Three. It's those who have yet not made Jesus Christ Lord and Savior of their lives. If you have yet not made Christ your Lord, your Savior, we would love to pray with you this morning. And we would love to introduce you to Jesus. Secondly, church, if there are some of you who have fallen back, the Lord says to you this morning that you need to repent. And he will gladly receive you back. He will gladly receive you back. If you feel that that hole is too deep, it's a lie. The word says to you and to me one thing. It says, if you keep on repenting, he will keep on forgiving you. He is a merciful God. He is a loving God, and he is full of grace towards you and to me, his children. And if that is you, we would also like you to come forward just now. And then there's a third. For those of you who have yet not been baptized in the Spirit, if you have yet not been filled with the dunamis power, and now I'm not speaking about when you come to Christ. I'm speaking beyond. I'm speaking if you have yet not been filled with the power of God, we would love to pray for you, to receive it, to become effective witnesses for Jesus. And for those of you whose vessels are empty, if you are running on low, if your red light has come on, and you feel that you cannot go forward anymore, we would love to pray with you this morning too. So while, Lindy, while you're playing a little bit of background music, thank you for not playing it now. Not really, but you can play it now. Because I don't want us to work on each other's emotions. This is the reality. The King of Kings is standing before you now. Jesus is standing before you. The Spirit is here. And it's the way your heart will respond to his call. You shouldn't be seeing me. What you should be doing is you should be seeing Christ beckoning you, saying to you, I love you. And I'm here to give you my free gift. I'm here to empower you. I'm here to call you my own. I'm here to fill up your tank. I'm here to fill up your vessel. I'm here to fill you up so that it will be the overflow of what I give you. That you can go and give and share
unto a people that need it. So church, this morning, if that's you, there's lots of space in front of you. In front of you. I want you to come forward. If that's you this morning, if you don't know Jesus, and if you want to make Jesus Christ your Lord and your Savior, you come. If you're backslidden, you need to repent, you come. If you haven't been filled with the Holy Spirit and you haven't received that dunamis power, you come. And if you are empty and if you want to be filled and if you want to flow in the overflow of Christ, you come forward. Right now, you may come. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We say thank you. For the rest of you, I want you to pray, please. I want you to pray for the people that are coming forward. I want you to pray. Father, we want to say thank you. Thank you for the work, Lord, that you are doing right now. Father, I want to say thank you that you have spoken into their hearts. I want to say thank you, Lord, that they are making you their first choice. Your first choice, or their first choice. Father, I want to say thank you that your fire burns deeply within them. And I want to say thank you, Lord, that they will never be the same. In Jesus' name. That you are faithful and that you are true. That you have called each and every one of them that stand here. Each and every one that has responded to your call. To you, precious Spirit of living God. That every dream and every promise will come to pass. I say thank you that they are not alone. And that you are with them. And from this day forward, that they will never be the same. In Jesus' name, we glorify you. Holy Spirit, will you do? Holy Spirit, will you accomplish? Holy Spirit, will you envision? Holy Spirit, will you fill? To the glory and the honor of the name of Jesus and for your kingdom. We love you. We love you, Jesus. Can I just ask that the ministry team, if you can just ask them and if you can just pray over them and with them, please. Thank you. And church, for the rest of us, you can sit. But please, in the time of ministry now, if you can just pray for these people, for your brothers and for your sisters, and just lift them up in prayer. Then I want to ask if there are any of you this morning here that are sick. If you've got flu, or if you've got anything, if you've got anything sore, if you're sick, if I want you to come forward. We want to pray for you for healing this morning. We want to pray for you this morning. If you've got depression, we want to pray with you this morning. There are things oppressing you. We want to pray with you this morning, church. If you're trusting God for something, we want to pray with you this morning. So if there's anybody here this morning, here where I'm standing here to the left of the church, please come here because we want to pray. We want to pray with you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's keep on praying, church. Let's keep on praying. Thank you, Lord. Father, we want to say thank you for your goodness, and we want to say thank you, Father, for the work that you are doing. We thank you, Lord, for you are a good God. You are a good God. Hallelujah.
want to say thank you this morning for the outpouring of your Spirit. We want to say thank you, Father, that you are faithful and that you are true. We want to say thank you, God, that you are not a man that you should lie. But Father, that every promise, Almighty God, that you have spoken, that it has come to fruition, that it has fulfilled its purpose. And we know that the promises that you give to us through your word, the promises that you give unto your church, Lord, that we can believe that they are, because you are I am. And that you are faithful. And that you are true. Father, I want to say thank you for touching. I want to say thank you, Holy Spirit, for resting. I want to say thank you, Holy Spirit, for refilling every person here this morning. I want to say thank you for your peace. We want to say thank you for your strength and for your restoration. We want to say thank you that you dwell within us. We want to say thank you for the work that you've done here this morning. Father, we love you. We glorify you. And we worship you. Holy Spirit, will you fill us? Will you fill us? So that we will overflow. And as your victory song was sung over this church this morning, will you fill us so that we will become effective witnesses, that we will bring Christ to a people that yet do not know, that we will be the aroma of you, Jesus, the rose of Sharon, unto a people who are busy perishing and a people who are busy living. Today, Lord, we ask you that as we stand in the fullness, as your Spirit dwells within us, we choose in this day to see what you see, to hear what you hear. To this day, in this day we choose to walk like you, Jesus. In this day we choose to be the difference and to make the difference and to bring the difference in our marketplace, in our families, and in our social circle. We choose to pray. We choose to speak the gospel. We choose to baptize people. We choose to pray for the sick. And we choose to cast our demons because you've commanded us. Today we choose it not for us to be great, but that we will make your name known unto all people, and that your kingdom will come, and that your will be done. In Jesus' name, we love you. We love you, Lord. To you be the glory, and to you be the honor. And all God's people said, amen. 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 Give God a good hand. Hallelujah. We serve a good God. Amen. Amen. Friends, just quickly, we've come to the end of this morning's service. Lord Jesus Christ, bless you, and may you have a wonderful and Spirit-filled week. God bless. Have a good week.